The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi everyone, Kimberly Falker here, the host of the longest running podcast on dance, Balancing Point Podcast, and the owner and CEO of the world's largest podcast network dedicated solely to dance. We currently host 10 shows on the network, each providing you with amazing value and insight into the world of dance. And one of these shows is called Pod to Chat, hosted by Barry Carolus. And if you've not had a chance to listen to his show, now is the time. He recently produced an episode called Holiday Shopping Ideas for Dancers. On this show, he gathered recommendations from each of the hosts featured on the Premier Dance Network. Not only that, but some of the hosts offered some amazing giveaways. So if you're looking for gift ideas or would like a chance to win one of the giveaways offered, stop by Premier Dance Network and click on Barry's show, Pod to Chat. All right, let's get started with today's episode of the Ask Megan Show.
This week's question comes from Monica, who wrote in, Megan, I am really hoping you can give me some advice. I am 17 years old and train year-round at a very prestigious program. While I am so thankful for this opportunity, I realize that I don't want to pursue this career anymore, but I'm obligated to stay the year. I am afraid to tell my family because they have sacrificed so much, but I don't really want to stay. Do you have any suggestions on how to handle this situation? I value your advice so much. Thank you, Monica. Thanks for writing in, Monica. I can only speak from personal experience. My mom always told me as I made my journey to New York and SAB that if at any time along the way I changed my mind and decided that this wasn't the life for me, that I could come home. No judgment, no pressure. Because she actually said this out loud to me and it was a real offer on the table, I was always able to make my decisions to continue dancing for the right reasons. And I did have a couple moments when I thought I did not want to do this anymore. Before our year workshop, end of the year workshop performance, where we rehearsed the same ballet for months on end, preparing for this special performance in June, I felt a lot of pressure, to do perfect in this one performance. It was a lot of stress leading up to that day. And I remember after our spring break, I went home for a little bit, and I remember not wanting to get back on the plane to go to New York. I turned around in the airport to tell my dad that I didn't want to go, and he was actually already halfway down the terminal, no doubt tears in his eyes. I cried the whole way back to New York on the plane, but obviously pushing through that moment worked well for me, and I pushed through even though I knew I had a safety net back at home. The other time I was ready to throw in the towel was after that workshop. I wasn't yet offered a job with City Ballet, and I truly thought that the moment had passed me by. So I went to San Francisco for the summer course thinking my options at SAB and New York City Ballet were over, when in reality, they just didn't need to hire new people yet. At San Francisco, I didn't gel with one of the teachers right away, and I found her to be very sarcastic. And at that point in my life, I needed someone more positive and inspiring. And I remember thinking that first week of the summer program, I do not want to do this anymore. I was so burned out from working so hard on workshop without the outcome I had hoped for, and I just didn't have a love for ballet anymore at that time. By the end of the summer, things had adjusted slightly. I think I got more rested and inspired, and I joined City Ballet that next fall after I went back for one more year, one more try. I only tell you these stories to help you see that even people who seem to have had easy success in this industry still struggled with it from time to time. Ballet is a labor of love, and when you are having a moment when you aren't feeling that love and the inspiration is gone, it can be really apparent that this isn't worth it and it's not for you. But I think it is great that you have to see the year through, because emotions change. There are highs and lows in every great endeavor. And by seeing the year through at your school, you will be able to make sure your feelings aren't just a momentary drop in enthusiasm. By the end of the year, if you still feel this way, you will know you are making the right decision and moving on to something different and new. In the meantime, you need to make sure you are prepared academically. Take this year to really make sure all your ducks are in a row at school, get good grades, put in your best effort at school, make sure you have good SAT scores, and apply for as many colleges as you have time to. I don't think these efforts will discourage your parents. You can just tell them you are trying to make sure you don't put all your eggs in one basket. You want to have options. Also, I would like to say that the efforts you have made as a dancer, even if it is not the path you choose, you have already molded yourself into a very special person. Dancers are notorious for being extremely disciplined and having a great work ethic in any field that they put their mind to. You are already no doubt more mature than most your age, having moved away from home before you were 18. Making decisions like this and having focused so much on ballet has shaped you into the kind of person that will be successful in anything you put your mind to. So don't feel like you have wasted your time. I know ballet dancers who are successful now in many other industries, even medicine and law. You're going to do great in whatever you choose next, partly due to the fact that you have developed discipline and resilience that most teenagers don't yet have. Not to mention being faced with big life choices such as this already. When you feel you are ready to share these feelings with your parents, whether you want to include them with you on your journey now or at the end of the year, just make sure you know that whatever their immediate reaction is, you have done nothing wrong. All ballet dancers' parents sacrificed a lot for them. We all know how many hours of driving to the ballet studio they have put in, sometimes waiting for us in the car until we are finished, and possibly lots of money has been invested for ballet school and pointe shoes, etc. I understand that the feeling that they have sacrificed a lot for you, and no doubt we are all grateful for everything our parents have done. But they did it because they love you, and they want you to succeed in whatever you choose to do in life. If ballet is not in your heart anymore, there is no way you are going to be successful at it. It's too hard to do day in and day out when it is not what you want. And by making that choice now, you are opening so many other doors and opportunities. So many other possibilities to be successful in something else. You are still young, and there is so much still ahead of you. I would hope that they would be proud of you for doing the proper soul searching. To admit that you want to change course is very courageous, but also very necessary. I don't know how they will react, but if I were to speak broadly to every dancer who is feeling this way, I would just say that you are right to listen to your heart, and I hope that your parents understand. If they don't react well, just remember that you have done nothing wrong, and they might just need some time to process it all. Don't feel guilty. Don't put that on yourself. You have every right to change course and choose what you want to do with your life, and I applaud you for being so honest with yourself to do so. I wish you all the best, Monica. Hang in there.